Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Hurricanes are at home tonight to the New York Islanders. Islanders, who had a six-game unbeaten streak. Well, six games with a point. I guess they lost three of those in overtime. Blew a two-goal third-period lead to the Devils and lost 5-4 in regulation, not even in overtime. And now they come in here angry, and this is always a good... I think these matchups have been fun anyway, or at least, I don't know about fun, but hard fought. And the Hurricanes are trying to win another one from the Islanders, and that'll start tonight at 7:30. You can, can't warm up with Stu Grimson tonight because he'll be on in the afternoon tomorrow on NHL Now at 4 o'clock on NHL Network. But NHL tonight at 8:30. Tonight, so maybe during intermissions, you can flip over and check out Stu Grimson, former Hurricane. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm well. Adam, could not be better. My pleasure to be back with you.
Yeah, it's been we have talked to you a few times before. 204 penalty minutes in your 1 year with Carolina. Nobody reaches that number anymore in the NHL, do they?
No, they really don't. You know, for guys that did what I did back in the day, 100 minutes a year was kind of a baseline. And even with that, if you only got 100, you know, you must have had a bunch of healthy scratches or some injuries. But gosh, I mean, even 100 penalty minutes today is exceptionally, an exceptionally busy year. It's a different game. It's changed a lot. There's no question about it.
You may want to not even answer this. I'm just curious. Was it in your contract? Did you get, like, incentives, or did you have to reach a certain number of penalty minutes?
No. you know, as tough as the game was, and even though it was a very different, kind of a very different iteration or era in the game, none of us, I do remember there was one player, one of my contemporaries, Ken Baumgartner. He and his agent tried to work some penalty minute bonuses into the into his contract, but the league disallowed it even way back when.
Yeah, I actually don't even think you're allowed. I don't think they have those.
No,
they don't have incentives in contracts, which they have them in every other sport, but we don't have them.
Or anything like that.
We don't have them here. One other goofy question that I want to ask you about the Hurricanes. Who was the guy that you either liked or didn't like to drop the gloves with?
Oh, well, I mean, if I could avoid Dave Brown.
Okay.
Dave Brown, Fists of Renown, that was always, a better way to approach any game against Dave's Flyers or his San Jose Sharks or his Edmonton Oilers, for that matter. But, yeah, Brownie was a really tough customer. He was he had a left hand that hit like a clap of thunder. And I'll be honest with you, Adam, were it not for Dave Brown and all the other lefties I used to tangle with, I'd still be playing.
You are in good shape.
I hated lefties. I hated them.
Stu Grimson is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I think what we have tonight is two teams, to an extent, maybe to a lesser extent, the Hurricanes, but two teams that are still trying to figure out, but play to their identity. The Hurricanes and Islanders have both been, incredibly strong defensive teams over the course of the last several years. And the Hurricanes at one point were allowing 5 goals a game. That was way early in the season. Now, they are normal, but still not to their own level. They gave up 8 to Tampa a couple of games ago. And the Islanders have struggled, especially with leads, to kind of get these games across the line. What have you seen from these two teams? Because it's not early anymore. We're a quarter of the way through the season.
Yeah, that's a fair observation, Adam. It certainly is. I think these are two teams, as you mentioned, that their identities are well established and quite similar, with an important caveat. The Islanders and the Carolina Hurricanes both play with good defensive structure. They don't give you a lot. You have to earn, you know, kind of every opportunity out there, and they're few and far to come from. But both clubs have kind of been off their mark to some degree. I mean, I marvel at last year's run for the Hurricanes. I mean, can you imagine, as banged up as they were, getting to the conference final, mm-hmm. and really pushing the Panthers to, you know, I wouldn't say to the brink, but it was an incredibly competitive series. But, I mean, that was an injury-decimated Carolina Hurricanes team, and they relied almost exclusively on that structure to get as deep as they did. So I'm a bit surprised, you know, given the way they're built, given the way they're coached, that they're kind of struggling to refine that form. And one other important caveat, I think, is these two teams match up that you're, you know, I'm sure your great Canes fans are very much aware of. I think this Canes team comes with a little more offensive upside than mm-hmm. do the Islanders. You know, that's kind of borne itself out this year. The Islanders are really, they're built like a 3-2 hockey team. I mean, they're not going to blow anybody out of the rink on most any night. And, you know, they've got to win a lot of games by a one-goal margin.
Yeah, that's basically what they do. They do have outstanding goaltending, much more known goaltending commodities than Carolina has right now. They're going to rely on Pyotr Kochetkov. And Rod won't say it, you know, he won't say it out loud, but it's pretty obvious, at least to me, and I've been around this team a long time, and I cover this team on a day-to-day basis. They want Kochetkov to be the guy, which is why he's starting his third straight game.
Yeah. Yeah, and that makes great sense. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of the three-headed monster at this point. Ronta being the other healthy netminder in camp as, you know, the group awaits Anderson coming back. But I do agree with you. Both Ranta and Anderson would fit that bill. They are, maybe not initially, but I think if Don Waddell and Coach Brendan Moore were to be, you know, in a candid moment, they're placeholders until Kochetkov can really assume that role. And I think the group has been rather patient in the process. And I think Pyotr has. I think he has this in his future. I think the number one job for him, and perhaps at an elite level, is certainly within the cards. I see great mechanics. I see great fundamentals there.
He's also a super exciting player to watch at times, whether it's with poke checks or, I mean, he is very good. Sometimes he bites off a little more than he can chew in terms of handling the puck, but he will start the play, and it is it has been fun to watch. A guy like Andrei Svechnikov, who was coming back from the knee surgery last year, finally scored his first goal against Columbus on Sunday, then is sick. When you look at Andrei, what kind of potential do you see?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Andre's game. I really am. You know, I think the one unique element, I think the skill set is, you know, is well identified over time. This is a guy that is capable of, you know, meaningful offense at this level. And really, you know, looking back across his resume, 21-22 being kind of a high watermark, 30 goals, 39 assists. I think this is a guy that, you know, in a perfect year, in a year when he, you know, he can catch an uptick, when confidence, you know, is measurable. This is a guy that might be capable of, you know, an 80-point season and 40 goals in the cards. It's a lot to come back from. The two, mm-hmm. you know, the two kind of aspects that he's been plagued by, as you mentioned. But the other aspect of his game that I really like is, he's got the kind of DNA, he can drive a line. He plays with an edge. Sometimes it can be to his disadvantage. And I think as time wears on, he's going to be able to strike a better balance there, because I think the physical, you know, the kind of antagonist aspect in his game, it can kind of get him off track from time to time. But I'd rather that player has that in abundance and you're trying to coach it down rather than trying to bring it out of him. The latter is just always, you know, it's not terribly reliable. It's not terribly impactful. The fact that he's got that as part of his persona, part of his game, I think really, you know, helps him stand out as a guy, as one of those guys with, you know, an offensive skill set, but also that, you know, that snarl, that bite in his game.
Stu Grimson is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Longtime NHLer, 1 year with the Carolina Hurricanes. And he'll be on NHL tonight, 8:30 tonight on NHL Network. NHL Now tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. One more thing, quick thing about Svechnikov. He had a 7-game stretch and 9 of his first 11 games after coming back where he committed a minor penalty. Do players, whether it was from your experience or just watching, can players be targeted by officials because they have this reputation for committing penalties? And a lot of them are kind of shaky offensive zone stick penalties.
Yeah. You know, I will, it's hard to speak for any one official or, you know, or any of the guys that have kind of officiated the games you're referencing. I will say this, just a general observation, Adam, refs are human.
Right.
Refs prepare for these games much like players prepare for these games. They want to be sharp. They want to be on top of it. They want to make sure that, you know, nothing goes uncalled where it should be called. So if a player has exhibited certain tendencies over a longer stretch of time, you can bet that refs in the lead up to that game are going to have that player front of mind. So if Svech is kind of, you know, gained that reputation over time, it wouldn't be a surprise to me that, you know, from a Canes fan's perspective, it looks like he's getting whistled all the time. You know, that tendency can come from time to time. I will say this, you know, during my era, you know, it wasn't so much what you did when you committed a penalty, you took a penalty. A lot of times it was who you were when you took that penalty. Refs have certain players on their radar. That's just part of that. That's baked into the recipe.
Yeah, and probably half of your penalty minutes were unwarranted, Stu. Maybe more.
I would agree. At least that amount. At least that amount. That's a fair assessment.
Stu Grimson, NHL Network. I appreciate your time, sir. At A.S. Grimson on Twitter. Thank you so much. We will talk again down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks, Adam.